This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's lots of money in Silicon Valley. Let's just stipulate that. A whole lot of money. Enough money that it distorts regular life. Rents become ridiculous. Buying a place becomes out of the question. And going out for a bite to eat becomes a revelation in a way. Yes, there are good and quite reasonable restaurants in the San Francisco Bay Area. But in a piece in the New York Times this past weekend titled Dinner Disrupted, Daniel Duane talks about the high end of the Bay Area's famed restaurant scene and what that says about the rest of that economy. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
Was there a moment when you realized, all right, all this money in Silicon Valley is just out of control?
There sure was. Yeah, it happened at a restaurant called Manresa in the South Bay in Silicon Valley a few years ago when I got a $1,200 dinner tab.
That's a lot of money.
It's way too much for a writer like myself.
But the best part was you looked around in this restaurant, and it wasn't all upper crust, clearly, you know, well-off Silicon Valley zillionaires. There were people like with kids and stuff.
I think those two populations are one. Mm. In a way, the thing that shocked me the most was to realize that there were people so affluent in Silicon Valley that they felt comfortable just putting on, you know, a polo shirt and scooting down there on Sunday afternoon for, you know, a little $1,200 Sunday supper and maybe expose the kids to high culture.
My takeaway, one of many takeaways from this piece, was that there is so much money in Silicon Valley that the restaurant economy basically doesn't work anymore.
We could refine that a little by saying that only one part of the restaurant economy works now, which is the very, very high-end part of the restaurant economy, because it appears that there are enough people in the, let's say, $10 million net worth on up territory, maybe it's more, for whom, you know, a $2,000 supper, a $3,000 supper, there doesn't appear to be much price sensitivity. Yeah. In these restaurants. For that vastly larger population around here, making $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year.
Which is amazing money, by the way, right? I mean, you know.
Incredible money.
Yeah.
And yet, people making merely $300,000 a year, it turns out, are price sensitive. So in this mid-range market, the restaurant economy is breaking.
Hmm. Talk to me for a second about just the straight business model of some of these restaurants. They have to borrow so heavily to even open the doors that if they're not making money from day one, you say, they're basically done. They're cooked.
Part of that is San Francisco has, let's just say, a very robust building permit and construction planning and approval department and all that, which tends to slow down construction. So just, you know, simple math, if your monthly rent is, let's say, $22,000, a year of waiting for permits to come through and get construction done while you're eating that rent puts you awfully far in the hole before you open the door. And your projections on sort of surviving that depend on a full house.
Right. Add all that to the fact that a cook typically makes, what, $50,000, $53,000 a year, you're right? You're not paying rent inside San Francisco on $53,000 a year, right? So you're riding a bus for 2 hours?
There is public transportation late at night, but it's buses and they don't go very far. And all the satellite cities around here cost a fortune now. So you actually have to go awfully far to get to affordable housing. And if you're getting off work at a restaurant at 1 a.m. after the dinner shift and you got to get an hour away, it just doesn't work anymore.
Hmm. What's the takeaway then? Do you think?
The takeaway is that the San Francisco of 5 years from now is not going to look like the San Francisco of right now, because it just can't. And what that San Francisco looks like is anybody's guess.
It's a piece called Dinner Disrupted in the New York Times. It's worth a read. Daniel Duane wrote it. Daniel, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.